Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? This is James Lopez, and welcome to the dopest Fatherhood podcast out there, the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and even rating the podcast for us. Those things keep me motivated to keep representing for all the dads out there, so thank you. But for those that don't know, we are more than a podcast. We are a community of dads that look out for each other. We provide content, support, and even give away tickets to dope events so you can live your best life. So join the email list to stay in the know. You can do that at cool4dads.com/email. Once again, it's cool4dads.com/email. I send out at least one email a week with content, so check it out and tell a friend to tell a friend. This podcast is an investment. It's an investment because you can be listening to the latest hip-hop album, but instead, you're listening to this. You are investing in yourself by listening to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. I mean, that's why I created it anyway. I didn't just want to jump on here and talk shit. I wanted it to have a purpose, and that's why sometimes I will have a dope guest on to teach us how they do something in their lives, or simply to expose us to something new. Sometimes it's just going to be me talking trash. But I mean well. Like the second episode with Paul Brunson and the sex talk. I was having trouble starting that talk, and he helped me get over it, as well as all the other dads that heard it. I can't tell you how many emails I got that week stating that they started the sex talk with their kids because of that episode. I say those other dads sell t-shirts. We help you live dad life to the fullest, and I mean it. We got you. So on this episode, I want to talk about ways to invest in your kids, but not the regular get yourself a 529 plan for your kids talk. Even though a 529 is a must, you should have one. I want to cover other non-conventional ways of investing in your kids. I believe our presence in our kids' lives doesn't have to be boring, and neither does investing in them. First up is exposing them to entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship has become the cool thing to do. Long gone are the days of it being a dirty word. Now people of all ages are becoming entrepreneurs. Just look at your Instagram account. Everybody's hustling. They're either a fitness guru, or they're selling you credit repair, they're selling you cars, they're selling you real estate. I mean, everybody's an entrepreneur. They're all hustlers. And there are tons of ways to expose your kids to the entrepreneur life also. Exposing them to it isn't enough, though. They have to learn from that exposure. You can go the old school route and set up a lemonade stand on your block. You can take them to the store to buy bags of candy for cheap and have them resell the candies. Just be careful in the schools, though. They hate that. There are so many ways. But one way I found that is really dope for kids and yourself is taking them to a startup event. Almost every city has a network of people running a meetup or an event series based on startups or business. Either they will bring someone to talk about a certain topic, giving us an inside look at their lives, or they sometimes just host it themselves and let the community lead the conversations. But they are a great way to get your kids started while also adding a little bit of more education to your own life. This year, I partnered with Maddie Ray, team creator of Slime Glue and Slime Bash, to bring 17 dads and 23 kids to her event with super entrepreneur Gary Vaynerchuk. Half of the kids there had no idea who he was. Some barely knew what starting a business was. But for the parents there, it was a great way to expose them to that world. They got to hear from Gary Vaynerchuk as he told his truths about hustling, the pitfalls, the wins, and the sacrifices. If that wasn't enough, they heard other teens and even younger kids ask questions pertaining to their own businesses or simply asking how to start one. Your kids might not want to be businessmen and women yet. Heck, they might not even know that's an option to them. But dads like us know better. We expose them to events like these, not in the hopes of getting them rich, but in hopes that it sparks something in them. My son has seen me hustle for years. I would love for him to become a tech entrepreneur. He wants to be a science teacher. My hope is that by taking him to events like this, he will always know it's possible to do more than your regular 9-to-5. Who knows? Maybe he'll start a dope business while teaching. One thing for sure, he will have the knowledge to at least believe in himself that he can begin. That belief is my investment to him. You should do it for yours. Secondly, is investing in their custom domains. Yeah, you know that URL thing that you type in, like niketalk.com, that thing. All our kids know is the internet. They might be using apps and games more than we would like, but their reality is the internet, and they should have their home base there. buy them their domain name. For each of my kids' birth, I sat in the hospital room, fired up my phone, and purchased their domain's name, and man, it's hard to get the right domain. For each of my kids, I had to use their first name, middle initial, and last name. I couldn't believe there were so many Jaden Lopez's out in the world. I just couldn't. I would prefer to just get them their first and last name, but it's almost impossible. Get them their domain name anyway. Modify it, but don't put dumb shit like your tag when you were in high school. Use their real name. It will cost you on average $10 a year to own a domain name. But James, paying $10 a year for three kids that won't use their domain names anytime soon is expensive. It really isn't. What's expensive is buying backwards every week for the smoke sessions you are having with your broke friends that don't chip in. So is paying for that TV subscription every month that you barely use because you only watch Game of Thrones anyway. Or what about that one night out with your friends where you bought out of control and hope someone would say, "Damn, homie, you're killing it." We spend tons of dollars on garbage every day. Investing on your child's home on the net is cheap and can go a long way. Do it. Teach your kids that if they're going to play online, they might as well have a home there in their name where they could create and show the world what they got. Teach them that LeBron James has a site also. They should too. It's not just for famous people. It's for everybody. And those that have something to say know that the internet will be their megaphone and home base for the near future. They don't have to use their domain name anytime soon either, but knowing that they can and that they have their domain name in their name is huge. That's the business card of the future. Invest in that before you invest in V-Bucks. Last but not least, especially since it's my favorite, invest in getting your kids off the block. I grew up in poverty in the hood, in the South Bronx. All we knew was peed up project staircases and the stop sign in our neighborhoods. Unfortunately, that's all many of us will ever know. But real dads know better. My dad was one of them. He once told me there's way more to the world than that stop sign on our block. Those kids standing next to it might not know that, but you will, and you will pass that message down. He busted his ass to show me our city. He couldn't take me to Disney or even Puerto Rico every year, but he would take me to the museum, basketball games, the Intrepid out here in New York City. He loved war shit, and I grew up learning all about his love of it. We would also spend so much time riding that New York City train all over our dope city. He exposed me to the world. He knew that by showing me that there was more to the world than our block, I would strive for more. Maybe not overnight, but eventually I would want more, and he was right. He didn't just do the boring things to get me cultured either. He did things that interested him, like walking around the city checking out the street art, or walking around Soho just to reminisce on his hippie days, and then he would just tell me all about his war stories. He did things out of the box, and I loved it. That's why I started Fatherhood is Lit, to show dads that their presence doesn't have to be boring, that we can do things to expose our kids to the bigger world and actually enjoy ourselves while doing so. Even a simple walk around a neighborhood you don't frequent often can be eye-opening and bring on discussions like no other. Invest in taking your kids off your block and exposing them to the rest of the world. It's the best thing we can do. You don't have to go broke doing it either. Hop on public transportation and get lost for a few hours. Google Maps is the most gangster shit on your phone. Use it. You can never get lost, but your kids can if they don't know there's more to the world than they can see, feel, or smell. The old school, more traditional ways of investing in your kids are a must, like starting a 529 account or getting them involved with extracurricular activities at school. But there's also so many ways that we can invest in their future that can help us live a more fulfilling life. Find things that you like to do that can expose them to the rest of the world and include them. These investments might not yield anything for them overnight, but in the long haul, they can lead to your kids being ready for a world we didn't have to worry about. So expose them to the startup world, expose them to entrepreneurship, get them their domain names, but most of all, get them off the block. You can never go wrong by investing in your kids. Do it. Hit me up and let me know ways you have invested in your kids' future that the world needs to learn about. I might just feature you and it on the next podcast. As always, make your presence felt. We matter. Fatherhood is Lit.